The word from Europe today is new car sales were up in May. It's the ninth straight monthly increase, which is good news for the U.S. carmakers who've been watching their bottom lines suffer through the European sales slump. Joining us now from London is BBC business reporter Russell Padmore. Russell, it has been a long, tough six-year slump. What happened with sales in May?
Well, we've actually seen an uptick, an increasing uptick, which is good news for the car industry here in Europe, Cynthia. It shows this gradual recovery of the economies across the European Union is now feeding through to the pockets of those people who hopefully want to buy a car. We have had high unemployment holding back demand, though. Now, in May, just over 1.1 million new cars were registered in the European Union. That's an increase of 4.3% for May this year compared to May last year. Nine consecutive months of increasing new car registrations. That's good news. The one downside, I suppose, Italy, the only major market in the European Union, to actually see a decline in sales, down about 3.8%.
Russell, was this the fact that countries that really got hit hard during the Eurozone debt crisis, is there that surge in demand where people really do need to replace their aging cars?
Well, there's a lot of talk about the fact that, and you can understand this, consumers worried about the future. We've seen it right across the world following the financial crisis. If people don't know if their job is going to be secure, they kind of hang on a bit longer to money in their pocket. And some would say they're driving old clunkers just a little bit longer. We've seen actually car sales for May year on year in Germany up 5.2%. Here in the United Kingdom, a jump of 7.7%. And in Spain, an amazing jump of nearly 17%, and that's the country which was one of those so-called pigs nations, the PIGS, the Portugal, Ireland, Greece, Spain, those debt-ridden countries which needed to be bailed out. And now we're starting to see signs of a change in Spain. Sure, unemployment is still high in the country, but ultimately, how long can people hang on to a car? People are now getting to the stage where they think it's time to change and get a new vehicle.
Yeah, we certainly saw that in Michigan during the Great Recession here. That's exactly what happened. I'm wondering, Russell Padmore, what's happening on the sides of the automakers in terms of the excess production capacity and those heavy discounts and incentives? Because doesn't that distort the true level of demand?
Yeah, it does do. We have seen people still enjoying fairly good discounts. It's a buyer's market right now. These car manufacturers and the dealers, they know that when someone comes into their store or their forecourt, they are in a situation, they may be in a situation to buy, but they might need financial help, for example. That's why companies have been offering loans. Banks are kind of enjoying that business too. But it is a buyer's market because you can go elsewhere. Now, you're talking about which individual car manufacturers, I suppose. The one that's doing quite well here in Europe, Volkswagen, its sales up 2.6%. It's doing quite well in the month of May. Peugeot Citroën had an 11% share of the market. Now, General Motors, and we know GM here in Europe, sure, we get the Chevrolet brand, but that's not quite the kind of car you see driving American roads. But we do have Opel here, which is GM's European subsidiary. It's also known as Vauxhall within the UK. Last year, sales of the GM group generally here in the European Union, 8.4% in May. The trouble is, in May this year, 7.4%. So you can see that GM is still struggling, and its Opel unit has been a problematic unit. It's trying to get it back on track. There are a lot of fears, actually, that maybe GM was going to close Opel, but that has been put on the back burner. We've seen GM closing down operations in Australia, for example. It has said that Opel will be the future of its manufacturing operations here in Europe. And talking American manufacturers, Ford sold 80,000 vehicles in May. Its share of the market did fall, though, to 7.4%. And Fiat Chrysler, this, I suppose, American-Italian group,
yes,
it's 6.4% share of the market, actually down from 6.9% last year. But maybe, just maybe, you can put part of Fiat Chrysler's problems down to the problems we saw in Italy with the country's economy. Italy, of course, is still trying to get its economy back on track after a change of government, and sales generally fell for the whole car industry in Italy of 3.8%. Well, we've heard from Paul Newton. He's a automotive analyst at the group Global IHS Global Insight, and he's kind of looked at the situation. He believes consumers can't go on driving an old car forever. He's noticed that people do have to update their vehicle.
Generally, we're looking at extremely low base of comparison, so there's bound to be a slight uptick. There are heavy discounts, and there's also the aging vehicle fleet, especially in a lot of the worse-off markets. They haven't replaced their vehicles for so long, they simply have to.
Well, there you go, yes, Cynthia, yeah. Aging vehicle fleet.
Russell Padmore, a business reporter with the BBC and our stateside partner, joining us from London. As always, thank you so much, Russell.
Good being with you again, Cynthia.